Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio from Iowa Softwater, how funny how that worked out that way, is TJ Riley. TJ is the owner of this small business, a family-owned company, and he comes in from time to time just talking about water, things that we ought to know. Not necessarily what's in your water, but what you got to get out of your water. That's the most important part. TJ, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Have you been gone for a while?
Oh, yeah.
I've been around, huh?
Maybe around the globe or, you know.
It's all right.
Here and there.
It's good.
Yeah.
So do you eat Chinese food?
Yes. Do you?
I do, but not that Chinese food.
Well, it's
edible. That Chinese. Yeah, that's I know. Right. That Chinese.
It's good.
That's real food. That's real Chinese food.
It's the real deal.
It is.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit. Iowa Softwater, we talk about this from time to time as it being a family-owned company. You be the family?
Yeah. Part of it, anyway.
And when we talk about you be the family business and a small business, how long have you been doing this?
10 years.
10 years.
Give or take.
Wow. So is it getting easier? No. Not at all. Okay. Well.
If it were easy, I think everybody would do it.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, when we talk about a small, you know, there are lots of other saltwater companies out there.
Sure.
You know, what makes yours different?
Well, we're not a franchise.
You're not a franchise.
Right.
Okay.
You know, the competition you've got that are franchise guys, and, you know, we always try to talk, like, I think a big push is Buy American right now. You know, let's buy here. I won't mention the company's name that's owned by a Swedish company.
But so what you're saying is that your water softeners, Hildebrand, is that it?
Hellenbrand, yeah.
Hellenbrand. And
Wanakee, Wisconsin. You know where Wanakee is?
No,
just south of Madison.
Is that right?
Comes right out of there.
How long has that family been in business?
Long time, huh?
Yeah.
80 years now.
And you've got multiple types of water softeners, I take it.
Everything you can think of to treat the water.
All right. So we're coming up on summer. Is this a good time? When is it? You know, I don't know.
It's always a good time.
It's always a good time, right?
Right.
I have to tell you, I was talking to one of your associates today. We were talking about old water softeners. I mean, old water softeners. Some of the
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Some
have been around for maybe 15 or 20 years. You've been putting the salt in there every year.
They eat tons of it.
And they also apparently eat a lot of water.
Yeah. Not good for the environment.
So talk to me about that. What does that mean?
It's, you know, if you've had a softener that's 17, 18 years old, haven't had it looked at lately, haven't had any maintenance done, maybe you ought to call us for some service. I always tell people, you know, have your water tested.
Yeah.
See if it's working. See how efficiently it's working.
Rather than keep dumping the salt in there.
Yeah, that's a salt-eating dinosaur is what we call that.
Is that
big
right?
Dinosaur.
Well, I've heard that some of these, as some of these water conditioners, water softeners go, they can sometimes eat up 50 gallons of water in a recharge.
Or more. Yeah.
So that's money down the drain, really, in all honesty, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking with TJ Riley, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Iowa Softwater, a small family-owned company here in the greater Des Moines metro and part of the sponsorship group here at the Business News Hour. So get your soft water checked. So what do you do when you go out there and check an old soft? What do you do? So we can let people know that you're not going to go in there and do weird things. What do you do?
You know, first thing we want to do is test the water.
Yeah.
Make sure it's soft. Yep. Then see if it's running efficiently. Run it through its cycle to see if it's working. See if it is truly working and see how. We try to see if it's efficient. We try to see, you know, if it has all the – if it's running through the cycle, clean the injectors, you know, maybe have to replace some parts, some minor maintenance, things like that.
What softens – is it the salt or is it rosin
no,
or
it's
what?
It's the resin.
Okay, so there's resin.
Got a chemical reaction there.
Okay. So can that resin wear out after a while?
Yeah. The National Water Quality Association, you go to their website, will tell you all about it. National Water Quality Association recommends anywhere between the 7 and 12 year mark, the resin should be replaced.
Now, can you, again, I don't know. So you can go in with your existing
equipment?
Yeah.
Sure.
So you can go in and change the resin?
If we're going to do a resin bed exchange, we can. That requires us to shut the house off and then unscrew the head of the softener from it and dump all that out and
get her done.
Yep. Put a new one. Put new in. Yes, sir.
All right. What do you got going on this summer? Anything?
What's
other than travel? You're not going to be home. I know you're not going to be home for Father's Day, man. That's too bad.
That's minor stuff. Come on.
Yeah, well, you're going to be out.
It's a weekend.
You're in China or someplace. Tell us about what – you got any promotions going on?
It's the State Fair. Come on. We're getting ready. Every year, the State Fair. Come on.
So you're going back again?
We go back every year. Come on. We're always there every year till they
– till they kick you out.
Or put us under the grass. One
there you
two,
go.
I guess.
Yeah. You know? Anything special going on this year?
Yeah, we're gonna give away – we're going to have a big giveaway.
Any ideas?
I can't give you any all that details yet. We want people to come on and call and find out, you know. Good stuff.
Yeah. So you're going to give something major away.
We are.
All right.
We are.
And what about all of these water I talked to your office today, so I know some things that you got to be straight with us now. It seems that you've ordered a whole bunch of water softeners.
A lot of them.
Like 100 of them. And you got to get rid of them in 10 days at the fair.
That's what we
want to do. Wow.
So that's it.
So can people get a deal now?
Sure, we'll start off the fair early if they want to call.
Yeah.
We'll be glad to help them.
So June and July, same kind of deal.
We're going to promote it early. Yep, we're going to kick off the fair early.
Why not?
Absolutely.
What about, we talk a lot about the city, you know, people here in the city utilizing mm-hmm. your services. And you've got multiple locations with your main headquarters in Pleasant Hill, is that right?
Yep.
What about rural? You know, I mean, this signal really gets down into Leon, you know, and
do they have running water in Leon?
They do have
they
running
do?
Water.
In,
yeah, it's not all.
They, don't, they
it's
have electricity.
All, it's not
come
all
on.
Cisterns. Come on, and so you would make the trip, I imagine. Huh?
Sure, we would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, if you like doing business with a family-owned company, busy guy, he's got 100 extra water conditioners he's got to get rid of between now and the end of the State Fair. Call him.
It. Come on out.
All right.
Talk to us.
So we will have the link to
yes.
your website
and we want
all that information.
And Mike,
there.
We want to fix what's in your water.
You want to fix what's in the water.
We will.
I suspected that you probably will, too.
We will.
You said something to me the other day. You and I had a conversation about shutting off. It was a home tip.
Yes.
Shutting off your water when you leave on vacation. And that, I had not considered that before. Why? What's going on?
Well, you know, things can happen when you're gone. So why not shut your water off, the whole house, so you don't come back to
a flooded
to a bathtub?
Yeah, well,
your whole house bathtub.
I would imagine. You know, water heaters, for example, can burst it with
anytime.
No warning, right?
Absolutely.
So maybe I had never even considered turning off the water to my home.
I tell you, if you're gone for more than the weekend,
yeah,
it's a good idea to shut it off.
Good point. All right.
Kind of like an airplane, you know. Little things.
Shut her down. Just kind of like an airplane. His name is TJ Riley, ladies and gentlemen. It is Iowa Soft Water. We will have all of the links to his business up on the radio blog a little bit later. Thanks, TJ, for coming in.
Thanks for having
Go
us.
Go home and get some sleep. You look exhausted, man.
It's the heat.
You're out
there. I
need to
go out
heat.
And drink some more of that cold water.
There you go.
Clean water.
Reverse osmosis.
There right? you go.
There it is. All right. We've got to step aside, check out what happens today on Wall Street. Hang in there with us. What happened with the stocks, we'll tell you next, right after we hear from our good friend Roxy Copeland.
There's a stretch of road that occupies my mind. Though it's been a while, I know every mile by heart. The gravel used to fly on Friday nights off the muddy tides of 4x4s with shot out taillights.